Thursday, the 13th of August. It is one of those mornings where four unrelated pieces of reading turn out to have been arguing about the same thing without meaning to, and I did not notice until I was most of the way through the fourth one. Top off your cup. There is a nice tension running under today's stories, and I would rather let you find it than announce it. First up, xAI, which is now SpaceX AI, after the acquisition earlier this year, released Grok 4.6, and the number everyone quoted is not the interesting one. Artificial analysis measures it at 61 on their intelligence index. That is a 5-point gain over Grok 4.5, which shipped barely a month ago, and 23 points above Grok 4.3. It puts the model level with GPT 5.6 Sol, and behind only Claude Opus 5 at 63 and Claude Fable 5 at 62. Fine, that is the headline. The number worth holding on to is the price, because the price did not move. $2 per million input tokens, $6 per million output tokens, exactly where Grok 4.5 sat. That is more than 60% below Claude Opus 5 at $5 in and 25 out, and below GPT 5.6 Sol at 5 and 30. Holding headline pricing flat across a generation is not how this normally goes. Capability gains at the frontier have arrived with price increases so reliably that a flat generation reads as a strategic decision rather than an oversight. And the efficiency story goes deeper than the sticker. Artificial analysis measures cost per task at 84 cents, and the reason is turn count. Grok 4.6 finishes an agentic task in roughly 53 turns and half a billion input tokens on average. Claude Opus 5, at maximum effort, takes roughly 103 turns and 2 billion input tokens. A model that reaches a comparable answer in half the turns and a quarter of the input carries an advantage well past whatever the per token rate says. Its strongest results are agentic rather than static reasoning, an ELO of 1,753 on the knowledge work benchmark, 50.7% in the banking customer service evaluation, and 88.4% on terminal bench version 2.1. xAI credits a longer supplemental training run, regenerated supervised fine-tuning trajectories produced by Grok 4.5 itself, and agentic reinforcement learning over kernel optimization, web development, and computer-aided design environments. Practitioners report a confirmed 1.5 trillion parameter model. The caveats are in xAI's own published table. It trails on the software engineering benchmark, 65.9% against 73, and it is badly behind on the newer terminal bench version. 26% against 34. Elon Musk has already said Grok 4.7 has finished initial training. Moving on to our second story, and it comes from a very different room. General Stephen Whiting used his final keynote as head of United States Space Command to publish the command's integrated priorities list for fiscal years 2029 through 2033. The ordering is the news. First is integrated space fires, which he described as credible, acknowledged, kinetic, and non-kinetic. Second is counter-proliferated low Earth orbit technology, framed against a Space Force count of 200 G60 and 168 SatNet communications satellites already launched by China. Third is joint integrated space command and control. Fourth is dedicated space domain awareness built for engagements rather than cataloging. Fifth is sustained maneuver and refuelable satellites. Two of those bear directly on autonomy. The command and control priority is not a request for better radios. Whiting asked specifically for machine-to-machine connectivity on tactically relevant timelines, and a space engagement is not a timeline where a human deliberation loop obviously closes. That is a request for automated decision support, way the inside a kill chain, with every test, evaluation, and delegation question that implies. The fourth priority is the sensing half of the same problem. Whiting called it a target quality track mindset, and the distinction matters. The tracks a catalog maintains are precise enough to avoid collisions and not precise enough to shoot with, so a dedicated architecture has to be built rather than repurposed, The line I keep returning to is on the fifth priority. Satellites are limited by the fuel they launch with, Whiting said, and that leads to a psychology of scarcity. Every maneuver a commander orders is drawn against a budget that never refills, so the operational habit becomes not maneuvering. On-orbit refueling changes the habit, not just the tank, and there is a sharp edge in the threat picture supporting it. In March, a Chinese commercial satellite used a flexible robotic arm to demonstrate servicing, refueling, and debris removal. The same arm that services a friendly satellite can grapple an unfriendly one. Whiting called the list a clear demand signal rather than a wish list. Worth noting that his previous priorities list, stated in 2024, was also topped by space fires and resilient command and control, so it reads as a measure of what has not been funded. Third up, DeepSeek shipped the general availability release of V4 Pro, and it drew the largest technical discussion thread of the day. 869 points and 350 comments. Not for topping a benchmark column, for the economics. Input runs about 43.5 cents per million tokens. Output runs 87 cents. Cache reads are effectively free. One developer tooling company put the comparison at roughly 57 times cheaper than Fable 5, while reporting a 15.8% increase on terminal bench over the preview build. Context is just over 1 million tokens, with a maximum completion length of 384,000. That second number is unusually generous, and it matters more than it looks, because in long agentic traces, the ceiling that binds is frequently how much the model may generate, not how much it may read. It is a large mixture of experts' model, though DeepSeek published no parameter or expert counts with the release and posted no open weights, text in, text out, no vision path. Reasoning is supported but optional, with three selectable effort levels. Function calling works, and structured output is supported without schema enforcement, which is exactly the gap that surfaces in production the first time a harness assumes its structured output is guaranteed rather than requested. What I found more interesting than the pricing was the reaction. It was genuinely mixed rather than celebratory. Several early users found it solid but not clearly ahead of the Kimi or Flash tier across all tasks. And the read that emerged is that DeepSeek's next gains probably depend on reinforcement learning environment, design, and agent harness work rather than more scale. That is a real shift in how this lab's releases get read. The pre-training scale story that made the earlier V-series remarkable has become the least discussed part of the announcement. And for our fourth and final story today, something that shipped to a phone. Google DeepMind put a sign language translation model into consumer software. It is called SL2T, a massively multilingual sign language to text system, and it now drives sign-to-text dictation in the Gboard keyboard and in Live Transcribe, first on the Pixel 11 American Sign Language to English at no additional cost. Two design choices carry the weight. The first is where the computation sits. An on-device pose tracking model extracts landmark coordinates, and only those geometric coordinates go to the server for translation. The original video is discarded immediately. That is a privacy property that holds structurally rather than by policy, since the frames never leave the handset, and it also collapses the uplink to something a phone can actually sustain while streaming. The second is that translation is gloss-free. Older sign language systems routed through glosses, which are written annotations of individual signs, and that intermediate layer imposed a vocabulary ceiling and an annotation bottleneck. Removing it means quality scales with data rather than with labeling effort, and it lets the system emit streaming text instead of waiting for sign boundaries. Training used more than 100,000 hours across more than 50 sign languages, roughly a quarter of it American Sign Language and joint multilingual training beat single language models. That is the familiar cross-lingual transfer result demonstrated on a modality where per-language data is far scarcer than it is for text. Zero shot, it reaches 70 on the BLEURT metric on the American Sign Language Evaluation Set, which DeepMind says is well above any previously reported score. The stated failure modes are specific enough to be useful: rare signs, rapid fingerspelling, passive constructions, classifier depictions, and tense without context. OpenWork includes streaming latency, preventing hallucination when the camera sees someone who is not signing, and fairness for the roughly 10% of signers who are left-handed. For scale, there are more than 200 sign languages, and this ships one pair. So what was this morning actually about? Constraint. Every one of these four is a story about getting more out of a fixed budget of something. Grok 4.6 holds price flat and wins on turns rather than tokens. DeepSeek drops the floor by two orders of magnitude and finds the next bottleneck is environment design, not scale. Whiting's whole list is a request to stop rationing maneuver, sensing, and decision time. And the sign language work keeps video on the handset and drops the gloss layer, buying itself bandwidth and labeling effort at once. The frontier used to be defined by what could be built. Increasingly, it is defined by what can be afforded to run. There are 171 items in the full digest today, including a robot manipulation result, where a single wrist camera with persistent spatial memory beats multi-camera rigs outright. That one nearly made this list. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, notice what your systems are rationing.